Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 50 years running, radio and the show, longest radio show in Australia. Good morning to the gang.
Someone's up and about.
Jesus, that was a very good introduction there.
I'm getting better, I reckon. I've lifted.
You'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't judge yourself, mate.
It's always a bit skewered.
Ah, far from it, mate. Far from it.
So, joining me on the gang this morning, as per usual, the one and only Free Trees.
Good morning, everybody.
And alongside Free Trees is the Sparrow.
Morning, everyone.
I tell you what, it's been a good start this week. How good was it seeing old Carlton just get beaten at the last minute?
Oh, they just couldn't get there, could they? I reckon that's better than them getting pumped. They just lose.
100%. Yeah. I know old Brute, the Chief and Dario was sucking last night.
Corey and Trav sucking on their thumbs.
I've got to say, the old Dalai Lama was giving it to both of them.
No, it wouldn't be like him, would it?
Oh, he was giving it to him.
He'd do that even if he bat for Carlton himself.
Okay. Yeah, he's pretty consistent, I've got to say. There is no hiding when it comes to the Dalai Lama. No.
Nothing like kicking someone when they're down.
100%. It's the best way to do it.
It's the only way to do it.
You got to build. Actually, the best way to do it is to build them up a little bit. Then you hit them and they go down that little bit further.
That's what we got taught in resilience training.
Yeah, and then we all started blueing each other internally. Yeah. That worked fucking true.
Give them a positive before you give them a negative.
So, and joining us, we've got a Roman reporter, Andrew Jack, Island Brown Shoppy. And well, here you going, brother.
Yeah, not bad, brother. How are you?
Good, mate. So,
what's been going on, Jacko?
Sunny Frankston.
Brother Jacko, are we living the dream or what?
I am, brother. Yeah, I'm in the middle of doing a barbecue for the lads out here.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
I've got me little recycling program, thanks to Jacinta Ellen, for doing the 10 cents. So I collect all my cans and bottles and I throw on a barbecue on site here. At the moment, we're collecting about 65-70 bucks a fortnight and throwing on sausages for everyone on a Friday every fortnight.
They just got to drink 7 slabs during the week to get the barbie.
Yeah, that's it. If that's a recycling program, that's a recycling program we can all get behind.
Yeah, exactly right.
And what's happening, boys? And how's it going out there anyway? What job are you on?
So I'm on Frankston Basketball and Gymnastics Stadium, which is a redevelopment. $52 million job for Frankston City Council. It's the biggest job that the council itself has ever undertaken. The hospital down the road is a state government project, but yeah, it's an elite gymnastics facility and show courts and 10 basketball courts.
And what did that consist of? A bit of demo and...
Yeah. So we had deconstruct out here initially for the part. It's a partial demolition. There's a lot of green star stuff attached to it. So you've got a half up, half down steel. So they've kept part of the structure. They've kept courts 1, 2, 3, and 4 existing, and then added onto it. So a lot of steel strengthening. They've kept part of the courts that we had here as well, and they're then reusing them, and they'll use them as internal cladding and feature walls, all carpenter's work. So, yeah, it'd be pretty cool, honestly, when it's done.
When's it due to be done?
Middle of next year.
Wow, so it's stuffed up all the comps. Kids are travelling further.
And... You got to go to Jubilee Park and everywhere.
Worst place in the world to get a car park, that joint.
Yeah.
That was a Lloyd Group job. No wonder that shit.
We actually, Lloyd went broke and we finished that for him.
Yeah,
so.
They went broke. I owe one of my mates $700,000 for a pour.
Unbelievable.
Did the biggest pour he'd ever done, then shut the gates the next day.
$700,000.
Who, who's the real criminals, huh?
Terrible.
So how's it, so we can say with the barbecue being cooked, the mood down there is very jubilant, is it?
It is. I've got, I take a real interest in the workers here, and it's everything that we do is for them. That's what it's all about, you know? So, and I've got them currently in from the rain.
Beautiful.
Love it, mate. That's an interesting old initiative, though, collecting the plastic bottles and that there to putting on barbies and that. That's a great one. I'd never heard that.
And then get the subbies to top it up, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I get a few from the boys as well. You get, you encourage them, because it's a collective effort. So boys are dropping off their bags to me too, and then that helps along. And if Cinderella throws them the 20 cents, you might be doing prawns and lobsters, lads.
Happy days. I don't reckon you get much out of Island Brown. I couldn't see them fronting up too much.
They do better than you see, Campo. We've got 3 shoppies now, and they're not too bad, mate. They're starting to turn Kiwi-Tool around.
Oh, they've realised we're not the enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. We are. That's exactly right. And they get the benefit from the barbecues too, bro. So, that's it.
So, obviously, you're at the stewards' meeting. So, what came out of the stewards' meeting yesterday?
Yeah, so there's a bit in that stewards' meeting yesterday. The main one for me out of it was Danny Gardner, so the fella from Seabus. But, mate, if anyone needs a statue, it's him, isn't it?
Yeah. Legend.
I've been around union work probably since 2010, 2011 when I come across the transport, but I didn't know who he was. But Vale the man was what a lot.
Yeah,
it was great to be able to celebrate him, you know.
Yeah, Danny Gardner got his life membership, which is
starting out, in the '60s and ending up on the Westgate Bridge and then all the way through to the CFMEU and then on into Save Us, and it was bloody brilliant, honestly, hearing that. Like, we need to be celebrating those people, and it was just a real celebration of him. It was bloody awesome, honestly.
Danny Gardner, great unionist. A good person for a lot of people to look up to in this industry as well.
And Frankie, Three Trees brother, I'm into me politics and me geopolitics and me world stuff, and just hearing him talk about him, it's like, mate, it's like I'm seeing myself in 50 years, it was just awesome.
I often at times wonder why you're at that basketball centre and not Melbourne Uni doing lectures.
Probably because it doesn't pay enough, brother.
That's definitely correct.
I can do both, but I can also do this and just look after the workers on site, brother. That's what it's all about.
What else went on in the meeting? Give us a little bit of a report back.
So we got a new coordinator for Leaf Plus. Andrew McKenzie was the Northwest, I believe, and he's been elevated to a more leadership position. And they've got an old ETU organiser who's Steve Fiston, who looks like he'll be good fun and a good bit of crack there. So he's now a coordinator, so they handed out the numbers for him. Recommend the members, if they've got any questions about Leaf Plus or anything, to go through the coordinators there. So we met him. I'm a bit like him. If you give me a microphone, I don't mind talking into it. So
you're going all right.
No, you're joking me.
But it was good to meet him first up, and then we then moved on to May Day. So May Day's on May the 3rd. So we want all the families and everyone to come out. Funnily enough, from what they said, Victoria's obviously we're the strongest union state in Australia by far. But we don't turn out for May Day, which is just it's a celebration of the 8-hour day and unionism in general, So we need to get out there for that. And then after that, we had Nigel Davies. We had a moment of silence. We've got an epidemic at the moment of suicide in the industry. I've got me blue hats myself. I put myself up to become a blue hat. So I've got that interview this afternoon, but Nigel spoke about that, about how important it's going to be to get everybody in, and you know, we've just got to look out for each other and look after each other. So he spoke at length about that. He spoke about the PVC problem that we've got with the Iran war going on, the war of choice for the US and for the Israelis, unfortunately, but it's got flow-on effects to the industry around PVC, our PVC pipe and conduit and stuff's all made in Altona, and the resin's not coming to make it, so what we've got here is what we've got, and it looks like at this stage it lasts till the end of May. They had an industry meeting last week with Interlink and the industry people, and they come to the point there that it looks like it's May. Is the end of that, the PVC. So it's got huge flow-on effects, this war, unfortunately. It's not just a matter of going after the Iranians for whatever reason the US are. It's all of us, you know, yeah. Including the fuel, mate.
Yeah.
Mate.
Exactly. Trump's attitude always hurts everybody, all the working class
right.
People's pockets,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're hurting 6 billion people for frigging 10 people, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what are we doing? Collectivism, what are we doing?
And it won't help with the old Geelong refinery blowing up during the week.
Oh, I think they put a bit of mail on that. I don't think it's as bad as they're making out.
We're seeing Corey
you
now.
Look at that. You go, oh, it's just worse and worse, the homeless system. Set fire to my car as well, you know, and start working. there's a fair bit in it, lads. So we turned 35,000 members at the turn of the ticket. We've flipped 25 and a half so far. There's a couple of strugglers around, which we'll just catch as they swap sites and we do what we do best.
Yep.
The hiring the new organisers, it looks like the administrator, unfortunately, doesn't mind a bit of roadblocks with that after saying yes and then says no. That would have been great to get Jerry McQuaid and Mark Travers back at a minimum. It looks like they passed through the removed persons, fair work, all the stuff that was just, and then he's thrown up a roadblock at the end, which is, you know, it's just not cricket really, is it, between you and me?
Yeah,
so,
that's what they're there to do, though.
Yeah. Next one after that, so the administrator, once again, bless his heart, we've got the Health and Wellbeing Centre, which is next door to Elizabeth Street there, which, look, honestly, we need, talking to Emma Wynn, the psychiatrist, and to John Wilchie, I hear him talking, and you know, we need it open. We need to have workshops. We need to stop this mental health epidemic that we've got for the hours and the travel and the time and the, all that stuff. And he's just holding on to the keys and he won't give them over. So that's
where we're at. Nuts and bolts of it, mate. Good report,
yeah.
Brother.
That's about it. I think we've got 950 EBAs certified. There's another 40 in the wings by the look of it. We're expanding the EBA department. They spoke about that too, which is great. You know, and just get more boots on the ground and get more EBA signed and more blokes under organisation, you know, EBAs, and let's go.
We'll be ready for the next EBA campaign.
Happy
days. That's it, brother. Yeah. That's it. Put the log of claims together. We'll go vote on it and let's get them.
Done.
Fantastic.
Good work, mate. Right. Fantastic report, mate. And We'll start calling that Choppy's Corner and we'll try and get a new one in every month.
Don't burn those
plans, mate. Lovely. Good leading by me, eh?
You've set the bar pretty high. You've set the bar pretty high. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a voice for radio and a head for radio, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm made for it.
You and me both, mate. You and me both. I don't even think I've got a voice for radio. I've definitely got nothing for radio.
You've got it all, mate. The Belfast Times of Belfast, brother. We love it.
That's it. The Belfast Rhino.
Yeah, that's it. Love it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Jago. Keep doing the Lord's work, mate.
That's it, brother. That's it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Sweet. That was a good report from Jacko there. He's got a love.
Definitely gave us a long version of it.
He's definitely fucking hanging out with me, that's for sure. Yeah.
And just a detailed
version.
I was talking to the membership department before I come on the show. We're actually at 26,450 as of today.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
pays to belong.
Does pay to belong and get in, and we might cut to a track. A bit of Elvis.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know where you're.
You got to love the King of Rock. And that was for Jade because she turned 30 during the week.
It's actually a really good track.
It is. So a bit
happy birthday, Jade.
Happy birthday.
Hold on, you made it.
I made it. So, yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Getting there is the hard part.
And we've got a bit of coming up. Like, at the moment, I'll go through some stuff now.
Boy, you're looking for that. Myself and Frankie have been chasing up a few companies. Yeah. Carpentry mobs. People not doing paying. The right thing. We're getting through them slowly. But FCG, we got a few payments back. I'll read them out, actually. IncoLink, one payment of $9,664. Another IncoLink payment of $11,329. Leave Plus, one payment of $258, another payment of $16,884, and we got some super retrieved at $31,634. So
happy days.
We're getting through them, and we're chasing the carpenters, getting everyone converted from anyone ABN, and we're getting converted. But if you've got them on your job, let your steward know, and we can come down and fix it. If we don't know, we can't fix it. That's the problem, you know. And I know a few blokes are a bit scared to talk up, but just go pull your steward aside, and we'll do it discreetly, and then we'll come down and do the checks.
Obviously, you know? Because of the that's great work. Obviously, because of the fuel crisis at the moment, because of the, let's be honest, the stupid Israelis and the Americans have caused the world to go in the fucking meltdown.
Virtually but, recession almost, isn't it?
Yeah. So at the moment, the union, the branch, we've got 219 apprentices at the first and second year. We're going to give them a $100 voucher every month for the next 3 months as a branch. So if you are an apprentice and you're the first and second year and you're a financial member with the branch, you've got to apply for it. You'll be applying for it and you'll get a $100 fuel voucher for the next 3 months. So one for every month. So that's good on the branch. But that's something it's going to come up in our EBA, and I think it's about time. And me and the lads were talking about it off air, and we're going to launch a campaign. And at the moment, in our EBA, the apprentices get half the travel that what a normal...
Which I didn't realise. That's terrible. It costs the same as them to get to work as it does for us.
Everybody else, yeah.
Especially nowadays. Like, back in the day, the apprentices come on, they were 15.
Yeah, I was 15.
16. So. But you don't, like, even talking to Liam, our apprentice coordinator, organiser down the training unit, we've got...
No, there's very few.
Very few that are not 18, and, you know, they've got the same cost. They've got to drop...
But
you know,
I swear, back then, I used to get the full travel. I don't know how that changed.
So that needs to be something worked on. So you know we can come out and give $100, and we've got to support our youth, and we're proud to do that. But
we know it's not going to change their lives, but it's going to help.
It's going to help, especially this. The cost of everything's going up, just not fuel. So we're going to really launch into that campaign. If you got to get the work, it's a full freight. You know what I mean? Like 100%. So that's something we need to work on.
I'm an apprentice at the Bowser. They're not asking him. Oh, are you an apprentice?
We'll give you a discount.
We'll give you a discount. No, they're standing there next to the tree getting the full whack too.
But even just buying general goods and stuff like that, mate. Like, it is tough. You got the same insurances. You got all that. So it's bloody, you know,
we're going to lift that. We have to do better there.
The industry needs to cop its whack and pay its right whack. So also this week we've got the representational rights going out to all the labour hire companies because they were only having an 18-month agreement until they did some investigations, and now we're moving forward with the labour hire agreement. So the first step is get the rep rights out, so all the shoppies in the labour hire companies are, you know, which should be going out this week.
They've cancelled. How many labour hire licences have been cancelled?
140.
140 have been caught doing not the right thing, but all our ones with our EBAs, not one of them's been cancelled.
None of ours.
Because,
not one.
They come out and said BK's license has been cancelled, but they handed that.
They
back.
Handed it
they,
in.
They were
retiring, done, checking out. So that just goes to show if we're around, we're trying to keep an eye and keep people doing the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
So this month on our EBAs, our EBA department is still working pretty hard, and you know we getting to the rats and mice at the end of the EBA.
The strugglers
coming through. So this month we've lodged 20 new EBAs for our so that's pretty good effort. And you know, shout out to Tamara and Sean and the EBA department to do a sterling job. You know, I know they've been copping a little bit of flack out there.
They do a great job.
They do a great job.
They bombard me with emails. That's
they do. And they do. And some of these rats and mice companies we're trying to chase up. And there's a lot of companies we didn't want to do agreements
with. There's
some
we don't want that don't do the right thing and don't deserve an agreement.
So, and you see in Queensland at the moment, they've got the Queensland Commissioner inquiry by that Steward Wood. Well, guess what he's done? He's rolled out that low-life human being. I don't even know if you could call him a human being. Nigel bloody Hadjkiss was in there.
Nigel.
Given Nigel's Hadjkiss was offering, he believes there shouldn't be all union flags, all union stickers, all union paraphernalia. Any branding of the union should be banned from building sites because if you have a sticker on a hard hat, it compels people to join a union. Well,
says him.
Says him.
He's got the character of fucking any fucking, like, any of all these bad people are talking about. He's got one of the worst characters ever.
Well, they've got him in there to do an inquiry on us. And I don't know what sort of witness he'd be. Would he be free tree? He's got a bit of a history
he's
of...
He's got a pretty shit rap sheet, if you want to be honest. He was found to have engaged in serious misconduct in his career within Australia and industrial relations. So obviously misleading conduct. He aimed to give false or misleading evidence to a parliamentary committee. So that's in the Senate and all that. There he's in there giving witness, you know, a testimony. His conflict of interest while he was serving as a senior official in the Fair Work Ombudsman, he failed to properly disclose his involvement with a legal practice. So that legal practice, he had connections with a law firm. And in the end, he ended up, he was resigned from his role as the vice president of the Fair Work Commission. And he was struck off as a lawyer, removed from the legal profession altogether. So, you know, when we talk about dishonesty, lack of transparency and conflict of interest, I'm just a poor character of a person.
He sounds like he's got a great character.
They ruled out him. Now, and if you really want to go right back to where this all started with Nigel Hadjkiss, he worked for the Hong Kong police and he was dismissed, so effectively sacked, for more integrity and misuse of authority.
Oh, he's a great person.
I'm led to believe he did a lot of wiretaps and all this here, and he was actually pretty good at it. It was actually someone gave him up. So one of his own colleagues gave him up, and that's how he got caught. So that just tells you what sort of slippery bloke this bloke is, you know?
And, it's,
and they've wheeled him out to bag us.
And you got to remember that Stuart Wood, up until recently, was a Liberal Party member, so there's no self-interest there.
There is there's not one shot of bias about them, you know?
You know, so obviously, so... And, you know, so we all know what that's about. It's about attacking us. It's about attacking wages and conditions, you know, about our wages and our conditions. And
I love
that.
Attacking our character.
Oh, yeah.
Have a look
when
at these
when
people.
You look at Jared Bly, he keeps talking about the CFMU tax and why we're not building homes. Nothing to do with us, mate.
We don't build homes.
Nothing. We don't build domestic. We don't work or cover the domestic industry. But it's quite easy for them to blame us. But what happens when all these developer friends of his get rid of the CFMU, get rid of the wages and conditions. Who pockets the money? You know what I mean? I'd love to know what Jared Bly gets in donations from these developers. That would be an interesting one.
Yeah, that's what we need an inquiry on, about political donations. You know, Liberal, Labor, all these old One Nation, old Gina Reinhart. What do you think she's giving One Nation money for? You reckon there's a bit of self-interest in that? She would no doubt give money to the Labor Party, no doubt give money to the Liberal Party and all that. They all be crawling up there.
Who's
on
One Nation got a preference?
Well,
Liberal Party.
Well, there you go. So I'll vote for them as I vote for the Liberals.
Yeah, so a vote for them is like the turkeys voting for Christmas.
Yeah.
Very well said, mate. Yeah. Very well said.
Right on, Frankie.
So Trees. I think we got sent some work. What, CDL's got something coming up?
Oh, have we?
Yes. Yes. I think CDL have got a $600 million basement dig.
That's a fair-sized dig.
Digging a basement for a job at Jesus, $600 million plus.
Now, CDL starting a basement dig... for the infectious center, $600 million plus $600 million job. Obviously those data centers, if they keep coming, I think there's over $10 billion worth of work in them just in Victoria alone.
So that's massive, isn't it?
You know, and every builder's trying to get them, but Capital seems to have the lion's share of them.
And there's a bit of work coming up in town.
The old AFP building, that looks like that's going to go ahead. The new Atlas. Yeah. That's a 6-year job from go to woe, from demo to finish. So hopefully. Our old mate Trump doesn't balls everything up and these jobs start going ahead. You know?
Oh, mate. Yeah. Look, yeah. Like,
it is a worry.
It's a bit of a worry, too. It's going to probably slow some things up, too.
Imagine trying to price that over 6 years in this climate. Yeah. You know, like,
well, if you price a job in January, you can forget about it. You know what I mean?
And Delta, I think Delta's bill, diesel bill's up like $1 million a month.
And that conjures a big worry as well, but, you know, we better move along. And there's some, like, builders that I'm talking to, we're all talking to at the moment, are saying they're going back to the developer and saying, well, no. Well, this is our bill, but then if the prices get impacted,
someone's
got to
chop
it. Because
and so they should.
And the subbies, like, all right, we better cut in the scallywags, lads. Who we got?
Oh, I'd go CPB out at the tram to Springvale upgrade on the Eastern Freeway.
They're still going. Yep.
Oh mate, they're having a nightmare. The boys are out there doing what they do best. Obviously, pulling up in a lot of workplace violations, a few visits. They're working at nights, obviously inadequate lighting. They were just saying, you know. When it comes to emergency response, obviously stretcher access, They'll just say, we'll just throw them in the back of a car and take them to the
hospital. Yeah, throw them in the back of a ute like a dog.
Yeah, you know, not following their own their own paperwork, basically. No fire extinguishers, stuff like that there.
The basics.
And then they tried to cheat on building the sheds.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to cheat on building the sheds, so they were sort of advised, you know, you're probably better off stick building it. They went, nah, they went against that. They brought in these stupid plastic systems, which failed.
Yep.
Would you know, they're stick building it now. So.
And GBD down at Longford Gas Plant. Had a bloke there working there 14 years, been a HSR for 2, and they've sacked him.
Oh,
you wouldn't. Gross. Oh, you're joking me. You're bloody joking me.
Anyone else?
Oh, FGC.
Decker Carpentry, they were virtually all ABN.
Yeah.
On big jobs, so they got fixed up this morning, and they're converting everyone to wages. Which
Who
is
are we
good.
Going for there, boys?
Oh, there's such a range, isn't there?
Langford, Longford.
Yeah, 14 year bloody.
Yeah, that's a bit. In the company. That's a shit go. Yeah. I reckon we go them. Sookie Lala's.
Oh, I put CBP down again. They were into the office complaining to the office that we wouldn't let them work in REO, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Think they understand that that's our leisure time, and, you know.
And that's the members' time. They vote on whether they don't
work. So
we'll go with CPB. We don't think we've got anyone else.
Off.
And
bloody
we've got a shout out. Condolences to. The Minister of Deaf, young Benny, who worked for Innerspan Post-Tension and a Geelong member.
Yeah, Benny Hales.
Benny Hales. His funeral was on Friday. Condolences to the family and also condolences to all the members of Down in Geelong and all the post-tensioners that work with him over the years. Top of bloke. So we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out with We're Not Going to Take It. Good morning from the Concrete Gang.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.